President of Famous Players International, the man, the myth, the legend, Bishop Don Magic Wand.
You got to have a mind where you can put it in somebody else's mind so that y'all could accomplish something as a one, you and her. And the women's that's listening to this game, you got to be obedient to your man. Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah, why should I listen to him? Well, I can understand that if he ain't giving you no good game. But if you got a man that's giving you some serious good game, pay attention to him. Don't let your friends and nobody tell you, oh, girl, you're dealing with a pimp. I want you to know the pimp's got some of the best minds that you could ever go inside of. And if you want to really play this game, you got to be dedicated, man. Listen, man, I want to tell you one thing right now. You say you want a pimp. You got you a woman? Are you in love with her? You say, yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you your first instruction. Go get that person you love. Get your best friend or anybody down the street. And I want to see, can you watch her getting hit rock bottom? Pow, pow, pow. Legs way up in the air like you've never seen them before. And when they get through and she get up and say, hey, baby, how you doing? And you hug her and say, come on, baby, let's go. And she give you the paper. Now you're on your way to pimp. But if you one of them suicidal guys ready to kill yourself because you can't stand to look at it, go get you a 9-to-5. You know, read my pimp book from, you know, Pimp Stick to Pulpit or something. You did. Don't get too indulged in grown folks' matter. Because it's a deadly situation if you don't play it right. You can't pimp. Cause you're too weak. You ain't got enough heart. You can't stand to see your woman. You dig? Getting you some money. You ready to say, all right, baby, I'll go to work. Don't you do it. Boy, you got to be the guy real crazy in your life. And then you know what? A lot of you players getting flipped and don't know it. You getting out more than you really getting in. See, y'all don't know the true understanding of the game because y'all really haven't went into the minds of them females to really pull out the best of them and just learn the tricks of the trade. Because if some of you players sit down and talk to your woman, she can show you and teach you a thing or two. And if you're a good player, don't be rejected about good game, whether you're getting it from your female or another female. She might have heard something from a top player that she want to pass down to you. See, y'all be ego tripping. You got too much pride. Instead of going to a top player and asking for some serious game, you know what I mean? You got too much pride. I already know the game. And you know your gang is slipping fast. Jack, you know your gang is slipping fast. Your money running out. You can't even give good game to the girls no more. You might be sprung out on drugs. You can't kick that habit. You've been trying to keep it from everybody, but it's showing because it's coming all out by how you look, by your bankroll. You're selling things. See, player, you need to jump down on your knees right now and get you some strength from the Lord and pull up your buckle, Jack, and get to work. You need help. And see, a lot of players need help, and they're scared and afraid to ask for it. You got to ask for help, player. Nobody know what you're thinking or what you're going through unless you share. This is not an overnight thing. If you think you're going to get in the gang and you're going to be the best pimp, player, hustler, or whatever you figure your occupation is overnight, hey, listen, man, them that run fast like that, they slip.